You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Who will stand at the front of the classroom teaching Michigan's kids? It's an urgent question because there just are not enough qualified teachers to fill the need in Michigan schools. One way to quickly get aspiring teachers into classrooms is something called alternative certification, training programs that don't require any in-classroom student teaching. Is that the answer? Well, let's dig into all of this with Matinga Regetz, who is Michigan Teacher of the Year in 2011. She was inducted into the National Teacher Hall of Fame in 2017. Matinga is a new regular contributor to Stateside, and she's with us now via Skype. Matinga, welcome back.
Hi there, Cynthia.
So, Matinga, what do you see as being at the root of Michigan's teacher shortages?
Well, this is definitely lunchroom conversation. And I can tell you, it's definitely an agreement that this is a manufactured problem. The whole teacher shortage and the whole exodus from the schools is a byproduct of this mountains and mountains of policies, education policies that have been made by people who have really forgotten the purpose of school, right? And so the focus, though, is not really on the obstructions and all of the obstacles in education right now. And I think that the main reason why teachers are leaving their schools is not the job, the rigors of the job. Like, it's not the pay. It's not the evaluations. Most teachers are like, bring it, right? But what's really at line here is the cost to our mental health, emotional, physical health. And all based on these cocktail of factors that are raining down on the profession right now.
And then what are you hearing from teachers about the pressure that shortages create in a school system for teachers and the impact on kids in the classroom?
Yeah, I spoke to many teachers. I particularly loved a story by Janice Cato. She's from Hemlock Public Schools. And so she wanted me to remind people about the fact that, you know, teachers spend upwards of 30 hours a week with your child. And it is very important that that parents understand the needs of the teachers and what's happening to teachers right now, because teachers need to feel supported. They need to be able and free to care for the kids.
What kind of pressure do shortages create in a school system?
Well, for one, like in any job, when there is a man down, there's more work for everybody else. And so what is happening is that, practices such as allowing teachers an extra 45 minutes, say, to do some collaboration or to prep, those things are disappearing. And that, with the addition of more students in the classroom and more paperwork, is just causing a lot of chaos.
And then for kids, so for the youngsters sitting in the desk, how are they feeling this?
Well, kids absorb anything that goes around them. They're like little sponges. And, these brave teachers are coming in day in and day out and making sure that these problems stay out of the classroom's threshold. But when you do not have enough teachers to go around, it really robs the kids of an opportunity to learn. Simple as that.
One of the ways that is being tried to address the teacher shortages is this alternative certification program idea. So programs like Teach for America or the for-profit fast-track program, Teachers of Tomorrow. So putting teachers with very little classroom experience into classrooms. Do you see this as part of the solution?
Well, there are many schools of thought on this issue of bringing short-track teachers into the classroom. First of all, it's really like a chilling development. And so
Why is it chilling? Some are feeling that
maybe you're setting some of these teachers up for failure because of they have less preparation, mm-hmm. right? But on the other hand, we also believe that individuals that are coming out from the workplace and into the classroom, they offer a unique perspective and with their variety of careers to enrich the students' experience. And also there is a lot of teachers who believe lowering the barriers into teaching is more in line with the current pay teachers are getting compared to their college educated counterparts, right? So yes, this is a crisis and it's all hands on deck. And we as teachers respect any committed individual that is willing to join us on the front line.
Well, let's talk about which kids are most likely to have these short-track teachers, the alternative certifications. What do those demographics look like, Matinga?
Right. So it's like any social experiment. The brown and black kids are predominantly the ones who are on the front line for getting the short-track teachers. Is it better than no teacher? Yes. And but we don't know if it will prove to be a temporary solution to a permanent problem if we don't start addressing the big elephant in the room.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Matinga Ragatz, Michigan Teacher of the Year in 2011 and National Teacher Hall of Fame from 2017, our new regular stateside contributor. What is the elephant in the room, Matinga?
Well, the focus right now is the focus on not how the kids learn, but who has the power to determine what kids learn. And if we have that table conversation, I think we'll begin to understand the problem.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, I believe that there are current forces, right, trying to dissolve what's happening, especially in the public schools. And in rather than just bringing a very transparent agenda and saying, listen, from here to, from 5 to 10 years, we're just going to dissolve the way teachers are, the teacher structure. It's become this underhanded, let's just make it so hard to stay that people leave so that we can place, we can bring in the individuals that that support our ideology.
I want to step back, Matinga, and talk about what it takes to become a good teacher. What skills does a teacher need before reaching the classroom?
Well, because of the changing times, with technology, I believe you are seeing right now like the return of the artisanal teacher. And this is a teacher who can take any ingredients and create this fantastic learning experience for their students. This is, I think the growth of this teacher is to mitigate the scripted box curriculum. When it doesn't work, this teacher is the one that we can count on rather than the one that just follows the recipe, right? And so the artisanal teachers, they have the knowledge of how the brain works, and they make things relevant and instantly current to the student and applicable to the students. And they have a really deep understanding of social curriculum. And by social curriculum, I mean like health and wellness of this child, how to teach him empathy and how to mine his talent, how to understand his potential, how to make things different so that so every child gets the same experience, right? Besides the content, those are the skills, the real skills that it takes today to be in the classroom. And it really comes from an emotional commitment to and a respect for individual, like the individuality and the uniqueness of the student.
And right? I think I kind of hear you say passion is a big part of it.
Yeah. I think it's beyond passion. It's a talent.
Passion. Okay. Yes. And so the talent we're talking about and these skills, do they have to be learned in the traditional teacher education model?
My opinion, I don't think so. Teaching, like I said, is a talent. It's like music is a talent. Yeah, you can learn how to play an instrument, but that doesn't really mean that you can play, right? But you can learn a thing or two along the way that helps you hold your own. So I don't necessarily believe that the formula is in the traditional model or in these new short track models. And I think the skills and the commitment to the job and the profession is what it takes.
And can you envision a different way of filling these teacher shortage gaps apart from these alternative certification short track programs?
Well, if like a realistic problem or if I had a magic wand problem.
Let's start with realistic. Realistically speaking, where we stand right now.
Well, realistically speaking is the fact that the teachers and educators are dealing with a problem that we cannot solve on our own. Realistically speaking, these short-track teachers are really going to fill the need that we have, especially in schools when you have upwards of 300 vacancies come September, correct? But if I had that magic wand, I would definitely really concentrate on changing the nature of the profession, paying teachers more, respecting their college degrees, giving them autonomy, allowing them to master their own profession. And that's what I would do to just attract more people to the profession rather than make it difficult for them to stay.
Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz is an instructional innovation consultant and speaker. Matinga, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.